Hi, and welcome to Convergently Speaking. Today I'm going to be talking about whether having a child can save your relationship. I wanted to talk about this topic today because it's a common question. There's this idea out in the culture that if you have a baby, it will save your marriage. So as a marriage therapist, what do I think about this? Firstly, let's unpack what's behind this idea. What is it about having a child that would make people believe that it could save a marriage? What does having a child do? Well, I think the idea of having a child saving a marriage is built on a belief that having a child marks a greater level of commitment to a relationship. It marks a level of finality, not finality in the ending, but finality of whether we stay together or whether we separate. The thing is that there's not just two options, staying together or separating. There's actually a third option, which is staying together practically, but separating emotionally. Or even separating emotionally and actually quite practically, but still living under the same roof. There's plenty of couples that are technically still together, but are living parallel lives. So when we're asking the question, can having a baby save your marriage? We've first got to work out what do we mean when we say marriage or when we say relationship? I would say only one out of these three options would constitute a marriage being saved. And that's a relationship that is mutually respectful, mutually beneficial, where both parties have a give and take dynamic and where both parties feel their needs, wants and desires are, generally speaking, met and heard. The aim isn't perfection, but rather it's a relationship that can ebb and flow with life and with the needs of both parties in mind. Now, first up, I'll give you the spoiler that there's really no clear answer to this question. Will having a baby save my relationship? Every individual relationship is unique, and every individual relationship has different factors at play. However, that doesn't mean to say there's not factors in this that are worth considering. If you're in a situation where you're struggling in your relationship and you're both considering having a child. If we look at the statistics on heterosexual relationships, we know that the stats show that relationships are ended 70 to 75% of the time by the woman. And when we're thinking about this situation specifically, it's quite pertinent. And I think that most of us would recognize this. We're all familiar with this idea. Sometimes it's a bit of a joke in society. These kind of jokes around women trying to trap men in a relationship through having a child. And so I think this is sort of the general framing that I come across when I hear this question. If I get myself pregnant, will it save my relationship? I'm sure that there are men as well that think along these lines, but generally speaking, it's the woman that comes with this question, or else it's actually both parties. Both parties are aware that there's relational issues, and they're wondering if having a child together will fix the relationship. My view when it comes to children and relationships is that a child always amplifies what's going on. So if beneath the surface in a relationship, there's some niggling issues where, for example, one party is frustrated by the amount the other party is working, or they're frustrated by the dishes not getting done, or some other small domestic issue. By and large, when a child comes along, more pressure is put through the system, the relationship ends up undergoing more stress, and the cracks that may have been barely visible prior to the kid start to grow and start to develop. Especially the first 12 months of a couple having their first child is enormously stressful. The brain is undergoing a lot of rewiring to actually literally map that child into the neural pathways or into the psyche of each parent. We know that there's two times when the brain is very plastic, very adaptable in a human's life. Number one is when they fall in love, and number two is when they have a child. And so in that first year, and I'd say especially the first 3 months, it's a time of intense change. And change is a type of stress. Now, it can be fun, it can be joyful, and it can be exciting. But it's simultaneously, for most couples, also quite stressful, quite challenging. And therefore, both parties generally have less bandwidth to deal with relational issues. So as I say, anything that's there beneath the surface generally increases in size, generally comes to the surface, and needs to be resolved and needs to be dealt with. And in the absence of foresight and in the absence of a couple having resources at their disposal, often this will create more division, often this will create wounding to the relationship, and often the impact of having a child in the context of unresolved issues, the issues are going to become bigger and more troublesome. And generally speaking, in those first months and first year, a couple just doesn't have the time, energy, resources in general to go and read some extra books on how to fix their relationship, or to go out for some extra dates to spend some quality time, or to go see a marriage therapist, or take any other proactive measure. There's generally speaking a degree of survival in that time. And so before long, a year, 2, 3, 4 years have passed, and these small issues that were present prior to the child have become gaping big holes. And I can't tell you how many couples I've had come see me when they're at that point. I would say this is probably the most common trajectory and the most common way things play out when a couple with some relational issues have a child. However, it's not the only scenario that can play out. And there is another scenario, which is probably where this sentiment in the society has come from, because there is an element of truth in this idea that having a baby can save a relationship. I'm sure you've all heard stories or known people who have gotten pregnant when they weren't intending to. Maybe they are quite young. And especially in the case of the man, all of a sudden he steps up to the plate. All of a sudden he switches from maybe going out drinking or just really being a boy and not living a life of much responsibility to finding a full-time job, to potentially buying a house, or just doing other things that we would see in the culture as practical steps to maturing. And this is because, as I said earlier, we know that brain changes happen when we have a child. Warren Farrell, in his book, The Boy Crisis, he says that there is actually a mum brain. So they've done scans of women's brains before and after having children. But they've done this with men as well. And there is a dad brain too. There are things within the brain, the psyche, the personality in general of a parent who has a child. The only qualifier here is that they need to be engaged with the parenting process. For example, a father who becomes a father, but really only on paper and not in any practical sense, then we know that the father brain or the dad brain doesn't switch on. But in the case of a mother and a father that are engaged with the child rearing, then their brain fundamentally shifts and changes to adapt to this new life. So there is something that we know from science physiologically that can happen that can actually help contribute to, quote unquote, have a baby, save your marriage. However, by and large, and this is only based on my own subjective experiences, I don't have data on this. My view on this is that this mechanism is generally effective only in the context of one or both partners who aren't fully committed to the relationship, who haven't jumped in with both feet. So it's not in the context of a relationship where there's all these unresolved issues or niggling issues, whether they be big or whether they be small, but it's rather in the context of relationships where one or the other partner or both haven't fully decided, this is the relationship I want to be in. This is the relationship I'm committed to. I want to be with this person for the rest of my life. It's in these contexts that having a baby can solidify things Maybe in a similar way to getting engaged or certainly getting married can lock in and formalize a commitment for people. So I suppose if I'm going to try and answer this question succinctly and directly, I will say having a baby could save your relationship. However, I wouldn't rely on this. The best thing if you're wanting to become a parent and you want to raise a child that has a mother and a father in the house is to work on and address your relational issues or fears or concerns prior to pursuing having a child. And what you're wanting to do is you're wanting to connect with the feeling and see if you can project how you would feel in the future when you have a few children and then you're facing serious marital issues and staring down the barrel of a divorce or a separation. Because we as humans are motivated by emotion. And if you can kind of future project how your relationship going bad would look and feel, you can connect with that emotion and use it as a fuel to prepare. Because just simply agreeing with me when I say to you that, well, you want to prepare for having a kid now because when you have a kid, you're going to be tired, you're going to be exhausted, and it's going to be harder to work in your relationship isn't necessarily going to motivate you. It's no different to knowing that we should eat well and we should exercise regularly, and if we did all these things, we'd be happier and healthier. We need to actually connect at a deep emotional level with what will happen if we don't do this thing, what will happen if we're not proactive, to actually start to feel motivated to take actions now. Because the truth of the matter is that adding a child is only going to add more complexity, more tiredness, lack of sleep, financial pressures, etc., compared to the dynamics that exist prior to having a child in your world. Can having a child save your relationship? Having a baby is a magical experience for most people that become parents, and it certainly can, generally speaking, change how we see the world. It can make life feel more precious. It can make our love and our care for our partner increase and grow. However, I wouldn't be betting on that as a solution for saving your relationship, because having a child reduces the bandwidth you have. It can bring niggling issues to the surface. It can also uncover a whole host of new triggers and traumas from your own history, because when we become parents ourselves, all of a sudden, issues that we have with our own parents' parenting or issues we have around different parenting styles and different values and so on and so forth can also come to the surface. And so whilst we may have had niggling issues prior to having a child, all of a sudden we've got these niggling issues that have become moderate and are on the way to becoming large, but we have all these other new issues. So all of a sudden our wife or our husband are starting to act like their mother or their father, and some of the unhealthy or unhelpful behaviors that they experienced growing up, they're now repeating and starting to use with their own children. So in short, the complexities increase exponentially when you have a child. As fun and as joyful as it is, and most people don't regret having children, the first few years of having a child is not the prime time to be trying to deal with relational issues. The more issues that you can deal with prior to having a child, the better set up you will be for when the child comes along. Because rest assured, it doesn't matter how much work and preparation you do personally and on your relationship before having a child, I can guarantee there will be new things and new issues that you didn't foresee. So hopefully that's gone a bit of a way to answering this question for you. Part of the reason I wanted to talk about this is because I've been thinking about this subject as Caitlin and myself have been recording and developing a course that we're hoping to release in the next few months, which is all about baby-proofing your relationship. I wanted to make this course because, as I said earlier, this is such a common issue. When I meet new couples and I work with them to map out when the issues began or when the issues got to a point that they really started to cause fear and concern for the couple about the longevity of their relationship, so often we pinpoint it as either the period of time after having their first child, or else it's the point when both parents start working again. Generally speaking, that's when the mother goes back to work, but it goes the other way as well. If the father was the primary caregiver, if he goes back to work. Which is simply because raising a child or children when both of you are working, even if you're not both working full time, is frankly challenging. It's really hard. And so we're creating this course to hopefully better equip and better upskill people so that when you become parents can be as joyful and fulfilling a time as possible. So keep an eye out for that course, and I'm sure we'll mention it on the podcast when we launch it. Thanks for listening to Convergently Speaking, and until next time, stay curious.